Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
What's in a Name by Kenneth Beigel, Nysa, Japan. Usually our given names do not have a great impact on our lives. If I were named Kent instead of Ken, I doubt my life would be very different. My wife, Sukja, is a second-generation Korean-Japanese. For her, choosing the way to pronounce her name has had a significant effect upon her and the way she has been viewed by others. In the early years of the 20th century, Korea became a Japanese colony and remained so until the end of the Second World War. During this time, Sukja's parents moved to Japan. They, like all Koreans living in the Japanese Empire, were forced to Japanize their names. This meant using the Japanese reading of the Chinese characters written for their names. After the war, most Koreans living in Japan continued to use the Japanese reading. Some did so out of habit, but most did so because Korean Japanese have not been treated as equal by many Japanese. As with ethnic minorities elsewhere, they have faced varying degrees of economic and social discrimination. I don't want to criticize the actions of some Japanese. I just want it to be understood why some Korean Japanese would choose to de-emphasize their Korean ethnicity. Sukja was born in Osaka, Japan. Even though she grew up in a predominantly Korean section of Osaka and attended a Korean school from primary through secondary school, she felt uncomfortable with her Korean heritage. Except while at the Korean school, my wife used the Japanese reading of her name. In Korean, her name is Sukja, but it is pronounced Yoshiko in Japanese. While she attended a Japanese college, she used the Japanese and never said she was Korean. She continued this practice after she graduated and started working. Her family and most of her Korean Japanese friends did much of the same thing. When she was in her mid-20s, she became a fan of David Bowie. The reasons for this, however, went beyond the music. There was something about him that made her realize if you really want to be yourself, you shouldn't worry about what other people think. This seemingly simple insight influenced my wife in a very positive way. She finally understood that it was all right to be a minority. Gradually, she stopped using the Japanese reading of her name. At first, this caused a lot of anxiety since several people quit associating with her. Perhaps they were prejudiced, or perhaps they felt she had deceived them into thinking that she was Japanese. Even though she lost some friends, she did gain a more positive and confident attitude. Her choice to use her Korean name has been painful at times, but it has helped some of her Japanese friends to realize that ethnic background does not determine the quality of a person. I think Sukja is brave to use her Korean name since she willingly withstood negative reactions to promote her ethnic background. But even better, her action has influenced several of her brothers and sisters to use their Korean names too.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.